Family. What does that word mean to you? Meals with family. What wonderful memories does that bring to mind for you? We treasure the times that we can gather together with those we love and share a meal. I know Nancy has loved visiting with her parents and the rest of her family. She recently returned from a wonderful visit she had, sharing a wedding with other members of her family. I know Rich and Janelle love the times that they can be with their children, with their grandchildren that live far away so that they can't see them that often. I know that John has enjoyed the time he's gotten to be with his daughter and his grandbaby. And I know that Erica loves going over to the coast and spending time with her family. We hear wonderful reminiscences when they get home about the wonderful visits that they had. Bruce and I had a wonderful visit with our family just 3 weeks ago, getting to visit with our daughter and our grandchildren and our new little great-grandchild. Those are all such warm, wonderful times that we share, great memories. So this morning, Gina and Taylor are with Taylor's family and having a birthday celebration. And Jennifer is with her father, having a wonderful visit with him. I don't know where Amanda is, but she may be with her grandmother who's been ill. Last week, Rich reminded us what Jesus said to his disciples before they were to eat a meal together. The 12 who had been with him day in and day out for 3 whole years. You can imagine how strong their bond was as they ate meals together, as he was wanting to have this special meal with him, the Passover that was celebrated once a year only. And he knew what was coming after that for him personally. And like Rich shared with us, Jesus said, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." He knew that was the last Passover he would eat with them in this world. He said, "I will not eat it with you. I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." You know, as I look around our table this morning, we have many empty chairs at our table. It kind of makes me sad that all the table members, all the family members are not here eating this meal with us. Just like when we go to visit some of our family and not everyone is there, we miss them. It's not quite the same as when every chair is filled with every family member that we love and so have looked forward to seeing. I cannot begin to know what Jesus must have been feeling in those hours before he was to be arrested, beaten, forsaken, and brutally murdered. But I know this. He eats this meal with us every week when we gather here. He always shows up. I'm so thankful for that. What could be more special than that? And however many or few of us can be at the table with him, he is always here. And so as we think about his presence with us this morning, let's join in this meal with him. Those of us that are here, hopefully those of us that are in other places, are sharing the meal together with other members of his family. Will you join with me? Our Father, our God, and our Lord, we are so thankful for your presence here with us this morning. As we eat this meal together, we share this bond with you and with our Lord Jesus, only because of your great love for us. And we treasure your presence with us this morning. Even though we are few in number at the table this morning, your presence means everything to us. And we are so thankful to you for that. We're thankful for this bread, Father. The bread of the body of your Son that was tormented, was tortured, died for us. And we're thankful for the blood that he shed for us. We can never repay you for that. We can only live our lives in utter devotion to you, with utter thankfulness to you and Jesus our Lord. We thank you so much. Please take this meal with us now. Share our love and our thanksgiving. For in your name we pray. Amen. Let's drink the juice together. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for setting this meal aside for us to remember you by. Please help us to remember your sacrifice every day and to give our very lives for you. For it's in you we pray. Amen.